Mobile 161.
Thank you, KK4FQ. Been a while. How are you doing?
Just leaving the house here. Headed over to the Y. Do some swimming. Worked up pretty good. You still in the marching band business?
My son is. He's a assistant band director for Pickens High School now. He's teaching at Dacusville, but I haven't been to a band thing in 2 years now going on.
Wait for traffic. I'm actually running a little late. I'm going to have to hurry up. I hope some of these intersections aren't filled with mama's coming back from school.
School's what I'm dealing with.
It's a problem, at least for me. But it's a pretty day out here. So your son is in the music business, huh? I guess that's not surprising.
And so is my daughter and her husband.
Well, it's good he's close by.
The daughter's down in Beaufort.
Not in Michigan or Texas or someplace like that.
4 hours away. Not a day trip.
Could be a 2 or 3 day trip. I guess the point. But anyway, I know you probably don't get to be as often as you want. There's a bus right here making the turn. I guess everybody's still going to school. Got a couple elementary schools on my way. There are always the obstacles slowing me down.
Over off of 14, there is.
I guess. I go to the program center. The old folks' place. They have water fitness over there. That's where I've been going. They call it the Adams Program Center.
Yeah, my father-in-law has a pool, and he almost had it cleared up, and then weather came in, and life happened, and it never got cleared up, so no one got into it this year.
Talk about this, get home till about 1:30. Was there somebody else in there? This is N4IQ.
Just W4FCM. I always get up and listen. My son wakes up and gets on, but he'll be on eventually. W4FCM, standing by.
FDU Mobile. This isn't exclusive. You can jump in any time.
Wait. I guess he'll get through it, Stanford. Yeah, repeater's scratchy, but it settles down after a while, so I'll wait for it to settle. Thank you, guys. W4FCM, listen.
I'm not that far away from my destination. I probably got about another 5 minutes and I'll be there. If everything goes well. They're very scratchy. Try a couple times.
ND7 AM, out here in the mountains a little bit.
There's the Mountaineer. Hey, Bob. Good to hear you on. Yeah, you're pretty scratchy. I'm not going to be in here much longer. I've been meaning to give you a call here. Nothing important. I'm just going to touch base. But I hope things are going well.
My oldest son is getting married today. I've been out with center in my backyard and salt water as well. I really like the water system.
You're about 50%. I think I heard you say your son's getting married today. Okay. If that's true, congratulations, I guess. Whatever. I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call in the next day or two. We'll catch up on things. ND7J M4IQ.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm getting out of the repeater here where I'm at. I'm kind of heading into town. Might start to get better, but you'll probably be tested in question. So, yeah, give me a call when you get around to it. I'm not doing much. ND7J mobile.
Quite a bit better. Got up to 75%. I don't know where KK4SDU went. You still there?
Yeah, I was just sitting back listening.
I didn't know if you had arrived or not.
Got 5 to 10 minutes myself.
K4RM mobile.
There must be another friend here.
The other Fred. Good morning, Fred and TR, Bob in the mountains, Bill going to the Y, and Richard going to school. Been listening to the traffic. Boy, this repeater is scratchy this morning. Go ahead and pick it up, Bill.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot more to say. Been talking on here for a while. Well, it's good to hear you, Fred, and, gone up to the mountain this weekend.
Is the Pope Catholic?
I've got a new computer that's trying to install, but they keep me busy. Now I got four to keep busy. my old one, Lane said she wanted it put up on her counter. I keep thinking, well, I don't need more computers, I need less computers. But anyway, my old computer, which is Windows 10. It's decent. They're fine. Somebody has to keep going.
Towards the end, you kind of dropped off, Bill, but got the deal about the computer. Very good. Hope it goes well for you. Go ahead and take it off the best right now.
Again, fellas. Good morning, Brett, and I'm just saying 73 to everybody. If you can copy, I'm getting ready to pull into the car wash here. ND7J, 73.
Richard, and pass it over to the other Freya.
Have a good one, Bob. Been a while. No, I'm not headed to school. I just went through some school traffic. I'm headed to the Walmart and then go grab some gasoline. Looks like it's on the way back up.
Out of our front. W4FCM, Fred, you need to call your son. Go ahead.
Stand by, Fred.
Still there. Well, okay, Richard, I hadn't heard you in a long time. Good to hear you. think you remember me. I used to call the net first Monday night of the month on the 610 for a while. Hadn't done it in a long time, but I heard you mention your daughter's, I guess your daughter graduated high school or college or whatever, and she's down in Beaufort now. Is that correct?
And she got married this past June and then moved to Beaufort because her husband has a job down there. She's actually teaching down towards Hilton Head, which is about 45 minutes away from where she's at. Her address is Port Royal, which is just right next to or suburb of Beaufort, if you can call it that.
With that. Well, are you still domiciled in the great community of Slaptown?
Unless somebody gives me a winning lottery ticket, I'll be there for a while longer.
Down at the Slaptown Convenience Center just recently, I thought about you. I hadn't heard you on the radio in a while. What you been up to?
Work at 610 and made my way towards the house, and I'm headed to the Central Walmart. I've been building BMWs, working a night shift.
Nothing wrong with that, as long as your body can handle it. I never was too good on the, we used to call it the third shift, but I never was too good at it. Didn't suit my system over.
For quite a while. This job's a little harder on the body than it was before when I was actually working third shift. And I'm working from 7:30 to 6:10 now.
At least you got a job. That's saying something in today's economy. Unfortunately, inflation's eating our paychecks up, but, you know, it is what it is.
W4DJW a little bit yesterday, and he's enjoying being retired.
I hear him every once in a while on here. Bill, you still listening? You signed? I can't remember. N4IQ, N4RN.
I'm still here, just listening. I'm not far from the Y here. I said that before, but I'm even closer. I think I got two stoplights, and I'll be there. All right, BMW. So, Richard, does that mean you're driving all the way? How long a drive do you have to go to BMW?
The accidents there are on 85, and whether people actually drive like they're supposed to. Yesterday, it took me almost an hour to do a 35-minute drive.
That is one dangerous highway. Interstate, whatever you want to call it. I avoid it if I can, but sometimes you can't. I listen a lot of mornings. I'm listening to the radio. I'll be at the house and they'll be talking about the accidents, and there seems to be a lot of accidents up there around exit 54, you know, plus or minus a few exits. When that happens, I just keep thinking, I'm glad I'm not on that interstate right now. Anyway, I'm going to say 73s. Everybody have a great day. You too, Fred. y'all don't work too hard. And that sounds like you must have a 12-hour shift, Richard. That's long hours. I guess I'll turn it over to Fred in 4IQ.
Thank you, guys. Katie for FBI, W4FCM.
W4FCM, Fred and TR, are you still in?
Yeah, wait for the sun to get up. Hey, guys, I'm retired, so I don't have any chickens and grandchildren, W4FCM.
I hear y'all, you and he, talking about every morning whenever you can reach him. I know sometimes he's not on, and then I've heard him call you a time or two, and you run on, so it goes both ways, I guess.
Yeah, I get up a little earlier, he gets a little later, but it works out eventually. Thank you, guys. W4FC, I'm listening. He'll be up.
And we got a QSO going on, just break in between people releasing the PTT and the next person picking up, if you need to call it. KK4FTU, Richard, you still there?
I'm getting ready to sign out myself. So what else is going on with you, Fred?
Working 40 hours a week. Wish I weren't, but I am. My wife and I bought another piece of mountain property up there on the mountain where we are, and I'm having to pay for it, so I'm bringing home a paycheck to take care of that. But I'm aiming for retirement. Hopefully I'll get there in the not-too-distant future. Over.
You can probably about read to get rid of that place there near Wren Schools, right?
Correct. Whenever we move to the mountains, we'll sell the house there and right next to Wren Middle School. And we won't have that. We'll have the mountain house will be the main house. And then we bought this other piece of property, 3 acres that adjoins ours. It's got a little two-bedroom, one-bath cottage on it. And we're renting it out to help make the mortgage payment over.
Some Airbnb then?
Well, we got our permanent renter in it right now. She's a lady from Florida that's building a house. She has some property near ours, and she's in the process of building a house. Once she gets her house built, she will move into her house. She'll vacate our cottage, and we'll, at that point, we'll either put it on VRBO or Airbnb.
Well, that's, we've done some Airbnb over towards Helen and a few other places, and possibly looking for some in Beaufort for sometime in November.
Not out there if you can just find what you need, but we've had a realtor to tell us that this little cottage will be attractive to people that want to come to the mountains for, you know, say a weekend or even a week, because it's very near, a lot of hiking, a lot of waterfalls, you know, things for tourists to go see and do. So hopefully we can keep some steady income in on it.
Look, yeah, the guy that one of my school alumni, he's probably 4 years older than I am, he was a section leader out at BMW, and he made it till December, and he hung it up after 25 years out there, KK4FTU. That was back in 2019.
It's good when you can do that. Like I say, I'm old enough to do it right now, but I'm not quite ready. My wife's still working, too. She's 6 years younger than me, so we're just waiting for all the stars to line up, as they say, and everything to get right, and then we'll make the move.
Quite a few people ask him, how are you able to afford to do that? He said, well, I didn't go take any of the extravagant vacations, going on cruises or going spending a bunch of money. I go camping or do whatever and save money and put my money towards a place in the mountains.
Well, that's the way it goes. We've done pretty well. We've saved, but this extra mortgage is what's kind of got us tied down right now. So we'll get there sooner or later. Anyway, I just pulled up at the office. I got to run. Good to hear you, Richard. Hadn't heard you in a long time, but glad you're doing well, and I hope to hear you again soon. Take care, my friend, and we'll talk later. KK4FTU, K4RM Mobile, clear on yours.
I haven't been over towards the school since they got the middle school finished built and the other one tore down. Just been enjoying time away from that, all of that, and working like crazy. I'm only doing 50 hours a week out there at BMW, but it's about all my body can handle. You have a good one, K4RM, KK4FTU, clear.